This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Severe storm damage in the Texas panhandle town of Perryton. The fire chief tells the local ABC affiliate that at least one person has died and dozens have been injured in a tornado that hit a mobile home park. Resident Sabrina Devers.
This whole area is just wiped out. Total devastation.
Hail and possible tornadoes have also been reported in northwestern Ohio. A cyber attack has taken place across the nation and around the world. Federal agencies, state governments, and universities have been hit with a campaign of data theft and ransomware. U.S. intelligence believes a criminal organization operating inside Russia is responsible. CBS's Bradley Blackburn reports.
Last week, the FBI and the government's cybersecurity agency warned companies to be on the alert for this kind of attack. Former intelligence officials told CBS News the threat has been circulating for weeks and question whether the government should have acted sooner.
The city of Hamtramck, which is surrounded by Detroit, has banned the flying of LGBTQ plus flags on publicly owned flagpoles. More from WWJ's John Hewitt.
This is America. I have the right to say I'm against the gay pride flag.
After several heated public meetings, members of the all-Muslim Hamtramck City Council said the pride flag clashes with the beliefs of some in the community and must come down. However, businesses and residents are still allowed to display pride flags on their own property.
Federal investigators say the swimming pool deck of that beachfront condos in Surfside, Florida that collapsed 2 years ago, killing 98 people, failed to comply with original building codes and standards. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez.
The original design fell well short of construction codes and also the construction itself. There were improper placement of steel reinforcement, those steel rods that go within the concrete. They just were not spaced correctly according to the evidence that they have been looking at.
President Biden continues pressure companies to do away with hidden fees. CBS's Stephen Portnoy reports.
Flanked by executives from companies such as Ticketmaster owner Live Nation and Airbnb, the president praised their promises to move to all-in pricing with all fees and service charges included in the cost of such things as concert tickets and overnight stays.
So you're not surprised at the end when you check out.
For months, Mr. Biden has been urging companies to do away with what he calls junk fees, surprise surcharges. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
A panel of FDA advisors has voted to make a major update to COVID vaccines for this fall to focus on a strain currently circulating. The FDA will make the final decision. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility, great pay and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now. And AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trygve Olson has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Wisconsin breaking news today. It's the perfect companion to your local civic media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
We think it has to do with changing levels of hormones. So it's not so much about just losing the hormones, but our ovaries are kind of sputtering as we're getting older. And sometimes they're just like, you know, here's a lot of estrogen. Now you get no estrogen.
Now I'm just going to have this vision of my ovaries yelling at each other.
Ethel!
It's your
Ethel, calm down.
What are you doing over there?
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The idea that they're going to basically take this once-in-a-lifetime surplus, they're going to just throw that money away as a giveaway to the wealthiest corporations and individuals.
One of the best jokes I heard last Christmas was, let your kids believe in Santa Claus. There's grown men out there who still believe in trickle-down economics.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's great to be here to speak directly to the woke mob.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobody boom boom. Scobody dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
When will it ever, ever be palatable to raise the age of Social Security? 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. Is it ever going to be the right time to start to raise the age of Social Security when you think about the cost of that program? You think about people who are living longer. But at any given moment, the people who are in the, you know, within the 10-year range of being eligible are going to fight like hell to make sure that that doesn't happen. And so, is there ever going to be a time to do this that it's going to be like, all right, yep, this is the right thing to do? I would love to hear from you, 844-967-2789. And we already have a comment right out of the gate.
Excellent.
on the Facebook live stream from John Fenner. Never.
Okay, then. Thank you, John. I like that succinctness.
Yes. And so, Jane Manner, I will ask you first, since you are within that...
Couple years away.
So you obviously would not want this now, but do you think that there would ever be a palatable time to make this change?
No, I really don't. And no, are we going to expect, we really expect people to work until they're 70 and 75?
But what if they're living to 110?
Okay.
I'm just saying.
I know, but I don't, if we all age the same... If we all kept our faculties at the same rate, if we all physically broke down at the same rate, but we don't.
Yeah.
And I'm sure we've talked to people who are retired but are still working because they like to be busy. One of my sisters is semi-retired, and she has been for a while, but she likes to do 20 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
But she's 73. She doesn't want to go back to work full time.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone is ever going to say, yep, let's raise it to 80.
I agree with you, but it's like, the background here is yesterday, a panel of 3/4 of the House Republican caucus released a budget proposal, and included in it is a provision that would raise the Social Security retirement age from 67 to 69. So it would gradually raise Social Security's full retirement age. So that's the age. I'm sure I don't have to explain this to a fair amount of people out there, but bear with me. the age at which people are eligible for full Social Security benefits to 69. So the current level is 67 for those born in 1960 or later. And so slight increase. And the way I understand this is there's not actually one... Like when we talk about the retirement age, there's actually like 96 retirement ages. So there's one for each month between the ages of 62 and 70. And so what people call the full retirement age is just a placeholder in a formula that determines the benefit level at any one of those like months. So the 96 retirement ages. So people who retire at the full retirement age receive 100% of their primary insurance amount. And so that's what they're saying would go from 67 to 69. And, you know, this is not the first time that they've talked about this. It's, you know, I didn't see a lot of coverage of this proposal getting released yesterday. So it's obviously very early versus it being like a big splashy news story. But it just, for me, raised the question again, like, is it ever going to be...
Everybody's going to get on board with this.
Yeah. Because especially as you think about a lot of the people who vote for Republicans are older. And who among them is going to be like, yep, this is a good idea. Unless, I guess, if they're already wealthy, and I'm going to get to that in a minute, because and have their retirement secure so they're not really worried about Social Security. But 844-967-2789, when will it ever be palatable to raise the age of Social Security?
Beverly from Richland Center is on the line. Hey, Beverly, what do you think?
I think 65 is fine. I don't think it should go up any higher than that. And you know, the Republicans saying that, you know, we've got to increase the age because it's going insolvent. There are so many other ways to solve that problem. Even Chris Christie the other night in his town hall said, you know, millionaires and the rich people, they probably don't need their Social Security. You know, why should we have to pay them?
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of changes that could be made.
Absolutely. Besides raising the age, you think there's other places to be looking at besides keep bringing up this point?
Oh, sure. It's just like the Republicans say, we've got to keep cutting and keep cutting and keep cutting, rather than saying maybe we should increase taxes. It's the same level of argument.
Absolutely. So your answer is like John's, where it's never.
And mine. I'm with you on that, Beverly. I just don't think.
Yeah. And, you know, think about the fact that who in the country does most of the volunteering?
Yeah.
You know, it's the people who are able to volunteer to retire, and then they go out and volunteer. They don't stop working, but they volunteer and support their communities. You know, so you want people to work until they're dead, and who does the volunteer work?
You make really good points, Beverly, and I agree with you certainly about the income issue. Why should someone who's worth $1 billion get Social Security?
What do you think they even do with it?
Yeah. It can't even be the amount of the interest that they make.
I know. Thanks for the call, Beverly.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. David from Mequon. What do you think, David?
Well, to kind of rebut a little bit at your previous caller, so even billionaires that collect Social Security currently and multimillionaires, there's a cap as to the amount of money that, you know, the max amount of Social Security benefit that any individual can get. So it's not like it's like you get an unlimited check for Social Security. I can't remember what it is. I think it's like $3,700 a month or something. So even a billionaire, that's the max amount that they can get as far as Social Security is concerned. And if you look at what's happening in Europe, you know, France is in the same predicament, that they actually have a much lower retirement age.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the question is this, is that, you know, people are living longer. And when you live longer, you're going to have to work a little bit longer, unfortunately. Now, some of the people now, like my mom, unfortunately, she died before she could even collect a check with Social Security. And so she paid into that for 30 some odd years and she didn't see a nickel. We got what, a $255 death benefit, you know, for her, you know, passing away before she could even collect anything. So you have these issues where, yes, people are, you know, kicking in and what have you, but the same token, we have to realize that when Social Security and Medicare and all that other stuff was put together, they really didn't, it wasn't like some crazy formula that they came up with, like, okay, we're going to start initially at 65. They literally picked that out of the air.
Yeah.
And at that time, 65 was, you know, back then, much different than 65 is today, because obviously people can live a lot longer, where they could live into the 90s and 100
even 100.
Or so.
Yeah.
So we have to kind of keep that in perspective, too.
So do you think that there's a time, like if we set it 20 years from now, so people who are in their 40s now would know that by the time they're 65, it's actually going to be 70. Do you feel like that would be palatable, or like how much of a grace period do you think if we were ever going to change the age, you'd have to give people as far as to like mitigate their expectations of this is the age that I'm working till?
Well, you know, they have this life expectancy whole thing going on now with, you know, different age groups. If you're born, you're 2000, you should live to, you know, automatically like 8 years old or whatever it is. I forgot what it is. But, you know, again, I think we have to look. I'm not sure what that, you know, how that number gets associated with. The one thing I would recommend, though, one thing that I think is frustrating. So my dad is 87. Okay. He collected Social Security well before he was in full retirement age.
Okay.
The thing for him, though, that stinks is that, you know, he's taxed on his Social Security. Again, even though he paid into it, that is considered taxable income, that's nuts. I think that's really a huge disservice to people that are retiring. Well, we're going to tax you for this. And then that's why people are moving to, you know, like the Floridas of the world, the Texas and, you know, places like that, because at the state level, at least you're not going to get nicked, but at the federal level, you will.
Yeah.
So in the state of Wisconsin, you know, that is why you see a lot of retirees don't want to stick around Wisconsin and they move to a state where they're not going to be penalized for collecting Social Security.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for the call, David.
Dave. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, if you want to check in.
You know what? This is a totally different tangent and probably something I'd have to research a lot more. But as David just mentioned, and they've talked about this, many people have talked about this as far as, you know, first it starts with snowbirds and people who retire to different places because of income taxes and stuff like that. But simultaneously, is that not transferring, and I'm going to say this carefully because I'm not trying to make it sound, but like the health, the aging health burden, as we talk about boomers aging, and I know, I don't know the number off the top of my head, but there's like predictions out there as far as like what the Alzheimer's is going to cost the U.S. in the next 20 years because of the amount of people who are aging. And so I think it would be interesting to look at like prediction models as far as where the migrating retiring age and like what that could potentially do to the health systems in those states. But that's a totally different topic. And so before I go down that rabbit hole, we're going to go back to the question, when will it ever be palatable to raise the age of Social Security? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. And we will take your calls when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know
would
that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill-seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Air quality improving overnight. Partly cloudy skies, 48 degrees, a light northeast wind. Temperatures near 80 Friday afternoon under sunny skies. Mostly clear Friday night. We will have some shower and thunderstorm chances over the weekend. The better chance will be on Sunday. Right now, it's 51.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, a crying old time.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to finish up that segment. We'll go to the lines. This judge, Eileen Mercedes Cannon, is not only biased. Remember, she's the one that said in a prior written opinion, part of the record, when she shut down the FBI investigation of his taking documents, allowed him to transfer the documents and hide them, that may have contributed to more deaths of our undercover agents. She said he's entitled to special deference because of his prior position, end quote. That is an attitude in Colombia. That is an attitude in a lot of cultures. That's not an attitude in our culture. How did she become a federal judge? She'd been assistant U.S. attorney for a couple of years, not even the U.S. attorney. Handled four criminal cases, only two of them as lead counsel, and those were for felon in possession of guns. And now she is going to be called on to decide how the most serious secret documents in the nation's possession get introduced in evidence without their being turned over publicly to the Russians, the Chinese, and the Iranians. One of the things you do when you apply for a federal judgeship, they say, we want you to show us every written thing you've written. Okay? It's a book, law review article, blah, blah, blah. She had 20 of them. 19 of them were articles, cheery, feel-good articles in the Spanish language publication. One of them was on how tomatoes can help cure tumors. Another one was about music. They asked her nothing about law. They asked her, any public statements you've made and, you know, speeches? She said none. How the heck did she get confirmed? She got confirmed because she's a member of the Federalist Society. That's why. And they figure, okay, this is great. We'll have a Latina from Florida and get her in there. That she's not qualified. And her cultural orientation is to pay special deference to El Gordo, to kneel in front of El Gordo. That is what is going on here. Trump is going to insist that these documents be entered into the record, which is public. In representing the media, as I did for many years, there were times where a court tried to keep exhibits secret. That's not possible. Not possible, except in very limited circumstances. And so I was successful in getting these records unveiled, so the media could look at them, my clients. But they had nothing to do with national security, and nothing to do with patents like the Coca-Cola secret. There would simply be criminal things that somebody didn't want to get out, and they should have gotten out. She doesn't know any of this. She's ignorant about this. Trump will say that under the Fifth Amendment, which is the Due Process Amendment, I have a right to see these. I have a right to talk to my lawyers about them. They have a right. This one has a right. That one has the right. Everywhere, right, okay. And the jury has a right, and then they have to be preserved for appeal, and blah, blah, blah. The lives of our undercover agents are at risk. I want to say that again. The lives of our undercover agents are at risk. Trump knows that. He will press it. He will press it to try to use it to hurt the government. He does not care. Keep that in mind the next time if you're out there and you think, oh, well, he's not being fairly treated. What he did by keeping those documents there, knowing that Chinese and Russian spies and probably Iranian spies, certainly the Saudis, who share things with the Russians, share things with the Chinese, and now share things with the Iranians, would have it, and he was handsomely paid. We're going to quick go to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend, you're first. What's in your mind today, Mark?
Not the first time a Republican has had been cozy with the Iranians. Remember, Ronald Reagan was quite cozy with them prior to the election in 1980. And yes, that it's becoming tiresome, you know, to hear Trump's defenders defending this and that and the other thing, because even there's probably unclassified documents that actually can be damaging to our agents afield, that
right,
because the people that are analyzing this information, you know, they can draw conclusions from the information they got, and the whole problem is, oh, it was in the lock, in a bathroom with a lock. But as far as I know, bathrooms locked from the inside. Is from,
yeah, but who cares? This thing wasn't locked, right? And come on, and there's all these staff going around and spies. No, you're absolutely right on the money, Mark. Thanks a lot, Dick from Madison, my friend. You're next. What's in your mind today, Dick?
Matt, something about, I don't quite understand this. She is just, it's breaking this afternoon. I'm talking about this judge asking for a notice of compliance by counsel by tomorrow and something in writing by next Tuesday. I don't know. Is she talking about Trump's legal counsel, I'm assuming? I don't know.
Yeah, Dick, I haven't seen the story because we went on the air and it hadn't broken by the time I went on the air. So we'll certainly look at it. And if we need to, we'll get to it tomorrow. But it's not just that I don't trust this judge, Dick. This judge is not competent. You don't bring a surgeon in for the most consequential. For instance, God forbid, remember what happened to Ronald Reagan? He got shot and they had some of the best surgeons in the world and they're operating on. This is the president of the United States. They didn't have a hack in there who'd had four surgeries, only two of them as lead surgeons, and hernia operations or something. they didn't do that. They brought in the best. And this thing was filed in Palm Beach County. She was one of three judges that was liable to get it. She's not only biased. I'm saying she's not competent to do this job. She's not competent to do this job without endangering the lives of our undercover agents. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
CBS News brief, a tornado has ripped through the Texas panhandle town of Perryton. That twister confirmed by the National Weather Service in Amarillo. No word yet on its size, but the fire chief there is reporting at least three fatal victims. Parts of Tornado Alley remain at risk, says Chris Warren at the Weather Channel.
And hail that could be large enough to possibly injure livestock or anybody that is outside, any animals that are outside, could see baseball-sized hail.
The government and several universities are dealing with a significant cyber attack involving data theft and ransomware.
It'll cost a lot less to put in place the good cybersecurity practices that will make it really hard for a criminal group to exploit products, things like working to buy software that meets security standards, things like encrypting data when you have it on a network. So even if it's stolen, it can't be used to extort.
Ann Neuberger's Deputy National Security Advisor for Cyber and Emerging Technology. CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here!
Whoa! That was fast!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media Radio. radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
I've been a tireless public servant for over a decade. Before that, worked nearly 6 years on Wall Street. I'm an economist, a lawyer, and somebody who cares deeply about whether or not what our politicians are doing make each of our lives better. Come tune in to The Maggie Dawn Show, where those who know want to go.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Air quality improving overnight. Partly cloudy skies, 48 degrees, a light northeast wind. Temperatures near 80 Friday afternoon under sunny skies. Mostly clear Friday night. We will have some shower and thunderstorm chances over the weekend. The better chance will be on Sunday. Right now, it's 51.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. We're going to go in order. The lines are live. If you all keep it to about 2 minutes, I'll get to all of you. Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend. You're first. What's your mind, Andy?
Well, Matt, as progressives, I think we always try to search for the truth and what is actual the case. But as I look at people in the red, like Iowa and all these other places, and these people are... You know, they look like average, you know, intelligent people, but they've been brainwashed and torched into believing all this stuff that that somehow, for example, Biden is driving the department or the DOJ into going after him, and why don't they go after Biden and everything? And it's sad that we have that particular group of Americans that are really not woke and not in touch with what the real thing is. I mean, you know, I try to look at everything objectively, but I just it's really sad.
Right. Well, Andy, here's the deal. Up until now, they've just complained and said, well, it's unfair and he's being prosecuted. He was just a little sloppy. If they start to realize that people were captured and killed because of this, that's a different story. And no Republican politician could possibly defend that. And their view is, well, because there's no video of his turning this stuff over to a guy in a raincoat somewhere, that that's just all speculation. Well, let me tell you what isn't speculation. There was a spike in our undercover agents getting exposed, captured, and killed. And the CIA had to email their station chiefs all around the world. That was in the New York Times. That coincided with Trump leaving office and taking these documents and keeping them exposed and letting spies, two Chinese spies, a woman who said she was a Rothschild, and another Russian spy, photographed with him. Well, you took a look at these documents, and I will tell you that they resulted in the capture and execution of our undercover agents. And I do not think that the good folks in Iowa, listen, I have relatives in Omaha, they spend a lot of time in Iowa, they go across to Council Bluffs in that area. All good folks, all Americans, they have to be Republicans, but they're on the up and up, and they are not going to like people being captured and killed. And somebody has to hit back against Trump. And a lot of the messaging that comes on MSNBC and the CNN and here is very low key and very speculative. And they always use the words like allegedly and arguably, you know, he allegedly took some documents. What do you mean he allegedly took some documents? He said he took some documents. They'll say like with Ukraine, Ukraine and the CIA say that Russia blew up the dam Russia says Ukraine did it, as if, well, as he said, she, no, it's not. Russia blew up the dam. Russia's committing genocide in Ukraine. We got to be much more direct in our so-called messaging. Thanks a lot for calling. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind, Wisco Paul?
Thanks for taking my call, Matt. Nice show again today, bringing out the truth. There's a few things here. First of all, we know the Supreme Court is for sale for the highest dollar. At least three of them there are. There's a number of congressional Republicans that are in bed with Trump. I don't know if they're going to go off the cliff with him or not. Like Jeannie said, maybe he has something on him. I don't know. Or on them, excuse me. I do not know. But the bottom line here is Jack Smith can go down as a hero to save this country, because this is serious stuff. And I really believe Trump can get the nomination again, and heaven forbid if he gets reelected, because the man would come back as a vengeance, and it would be not very pretty to watch. And I don't know what would happen, but at any rate, we got to root for Jack Smith. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. Trump is a Russian agent. He was a Russian agent before. He had Manafort change their platform during the 2016 convention to be pro-Russian instead of pro-Ukraine on the invasion. He'd have Russians in the White House with no Americans. None, not a single one. He would meet with Putin and only use the Russian interpreter. And not, there's no American interpreter. Another time he told his interpreter, give me your notes. Gave him his notes so he could destroy him. The guy's not on the up and up. The guy's on the take. The guy's on the take from the Saudis, too. His hand is out. He is an agent of foreign countries. He is betraying us. Karina Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Karina?
Hi, Matt. Well, you know, all that is started, 10, 15 years ago? When Trump showed up on the political arena, couldn't decide who he wanted to be, liberal, Democrat, Republicans. Got into the Republicans because Republicans are organized better than Democrats. They have a better... They are. They have a better position. They are. And for that reason, he went into a Republican, because it's easier to manipulate people who are tied up to each other. And now they're even more tied up because they are cahoots. They are separatists. They're not Republicans anymore. They are separatists. So this party as is very corruptive and very, it's almost like a mafia. So the only way to deal with this and save a sanity, political sanity in this country, is to purge. You have to clean up. It has to be a good clean up for Republican Party. Anyone and everyone who had a communication and ties to Trump needs to go. That's a simple thing, because they already corrupted by association. They infected by association. This is my opinion. And this is why people are believing and going and standing behind, because all these people are money people. They
Karina, that is an excellent call. We're coming to the end of the show, Karina. I can't thank you enough. Excellent call. The Republican Party has to purge itself. It has good people. It has Liz Cheney. It has Adam Kinzinger. It has Mitt Romney. They've got to purge themselves of the Trump infection. Matt Flynn Direct is going to sign off. We're back same time, same place tomorrow. Thank you to all my callers. They were excellent. All of you are excellent today. Matt Flynn Direct, same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for now. Like a rolling stone.
Great show, Matt.
Yeah, good work. Did we get rid of the tickets?
Yes, we did.
Great. Okay. Did they take four or two and two and two?
Four.
Right. That's good. I think it's better to do it that way than the third. You know, the third caller could be Gene of Eau Claire, you know, and, yeah. And you know, yeah, yeah. Okay. Thanks a lot, Calvin. Have a good evening. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yep. See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it, because we have it all. Fleet Farm, built for real life.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Things are heating up in Texas now, where millions of people could be broiling under triple-digit temps for days.
100-degree temperatures and extreme humidity as Texans again suffering through what could be another record-setting heat wave.
Last week it was hailing, and this week it's in the hundreds.
Don't even want to be outside.
The agency that oversees the Texas electric grid says it has enough resources, but it's issued a weather watch through June 21st. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Meantime, the Southeast is under storm watch. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
What we're expecting out of storms for the next several hours is the chance of a couple of tornadoes, but realistically, this is a big hail event, so the potential for hail that is baseball-sized, as well as some damaging winds.
Many folks are still recovering from yesterday's storms. Smoky skies are back over another part of the U.S. today from Canada's wildfires. Here's Odyssey News meteorologist Craig Allen.
We're seeing some of the worst smoky conditions in the upper Midwest, the upper plains, and over towards the Great Lakes.
All of this coming as the United Nations warns the world about climate change.
It's time to wake up and step up. It's time to rebuild trust based on climate justice. It's time to accelerate the just transition to a green economy.
Secretary General Antonio Guterres says we can start by phasing out fossil fuels. Here at home, President Biden wants to trash junk fees.
Junk fees are not a matter for the wealthy very much, but they're a matter for working folks like the homes I grew up in. And they can add hundreds of dollars a month and make it harder for families to pay their bills. I think it's just wrong.
He's pushing major companies like Ticketmaster to be more transparent about their prices. Two companies that sell top brands of weed killer just settled the lawsuit in New York.
Monsanto and its parent company, Bayer Crop Science, will pay nearly $7 million for allegedly making false and misleading statements about the safety of its products under the Roundup brand name. They maintained Roundup products are safe and non-toxic, even though they contain a chemical that can be toxic to honeybees, butterflies, and some aquatic animals, according to the legal settlement.
That's CBS's Jim Crisula reporting.
And in my heart, you will.
Well, we thought Rod Stewart would make rock music forever, but after 6 decades in music, he says he's switching to swing. The 78-year-old singer plans to pivot for his upcoming summer tour. His new swing album will be out next year. This is CBS News.
Hiring's a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson and Walks, a statewide team of personal injury.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trygve Olson has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media Radio station and on the app.